It's called Ordinance Number 5495, Local Option Sales Tax. And if it passes, the sales tax in Memphis will rise from 9.25% to the state maximum of 9.75%. In other words, an extra 25 cents on a purchase of $50. The tax will raise $47 million, the bulk of which will fund free pre-kindergarten classes for an estimated 5,000 to 8,000 Memphis children. Supporters, such as the nonprofit Urban Child Institute, say that pre-kindergarten classes help close what they call the achievement gap that exists between children of low-income families and those of middle-class families, who ostensibly have better access to quality early education. Keith Norman, the pastor of First Baptist Church, says that getting economically disadvantaged children on the right track early on could have a big social impact for a relatively low cost.
It's extremely important to recognize that there are only so many things you can do, and if you could pick one that could move the needle the most, what would it be? I think it's pre-K. It improves education, which we recognize will help to steer young people away from crime. It helps to improve the city in which we live in by having highly qualified workers. And so this is the one single most thing we can do to contribute to our education system, to give our teachers better students to work with coming in so that they don't spend so much time trying to, quote unquote, get the students up to learning capability in the third grade.
Norman is also a member of the Pre-K Commission appointed by Mayor A.C. Wharton. If the referendum passes, their task will be to figure out how this new program will work and how the money will be spent. The commission is studying program models in other states, as Memphis would be the first city in Tennessee to fund universal pre-K. The referendum has the endorsement of the NAACP, the Greater Memphis Chamber, and the unanimous vote of the Memphis City Council. But there are opponents. Not necessarily of early education, but of Memphis's way of going about it. Mike Kernell is a former Tennessee state representative and a Democrat. He's among those who wonder why the city, just 4 months after disbanding its own school district, would create a new education model from scratch.
The city, after saying we want to get out of the school business, is setting up another school board for one grade, no rules and regulations, no contract procedures, a special school district in essence, and asking for a tax increase that would then preclude the countywide schools from ever using the sales tax.
Opponents are also concerned about how that tax money is being used. $30 million of it will go to pre-K programs, but an additional $17 million is supposed to help decrease property taxes. A refund for property owners hits poor people the hardest, Kernell says.
So the poorest of the poor are going to pay a half cent more on their necessities. Many of them already have pre-K and Head Start. And then someone may say, well, at least people are going to get a tax, property tax reduction. But all those tens of thousands of people out there that are poor and rent will never see it. They'll go to their landlord.
Opponents say there are other options, such as expanding pre-K classrooms already funded by the state lottery or accepting new federal funding that could help an additional 1,000 children without duplicating existing programs, such as Head Start. Of the 7,600 people who cast ballots in early voting this month, there were higher numbers of women, African Americans, and voters 65 and older. The Reverend Keith Norman believes that the public will ultimately side with early education. After that, it's back to school for the city of Memphis. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.